Masechet Berachot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to continue to give us examples of joyous occasions, happy times that deserve a beracha. Mishnah says, "Bana bayit hadash vekana kelim hadashim omer baruch shehiyanu." If a person purchased a new home, doesn't have to be built new, but it has to be new to this person, or he bought kelim hadashim, kelim, usually when the Mishnah says kelim, it's talking about clothing. If a person bought, for example, a new suit, Omer Baruch Shehechiyanu, he says, "Thank you Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, King of the universe, who has kept us alive." Shehechiyanu means kept us alive, the Kiyimanu, and has sustained us, V'higianu Lazeman Hazen, has brought us to this time, to this point in my existence. And we're thanking him for bringing us to this very joyous moment. Mishnah continues, Mevarech al hara'a me'en hatova, val hatova me'en hara'a. A person recognizes the bad news, we said in the last Mishnah, Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, even though that bad news probably has some good news mixed in with it. Doesn't matter that it has some good news within it. If it's a bad right at that moment, a person has to bless Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. For example, the Bar Tinura brings a story, quotes the Gemara, that if a person has his field flooded in a very, very bad way, and all the crops of that season are destroyed. So in that moment, it's a very terrible thing for that person, the crops are destroyed. But if you think down the road, that flooding of the field is going to be very good for his soil down the line. So a person may think, I shouldn't really say Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, it's not such bad news, because there is a little tinge of good news mixed in for down the road. Kamash Malan, the Hidush is, we still continue to recognize the bad news in the moment. Or the inverse. If a person has something good happening to him, he doesn't say, something bad down the road may happen within this good thing, therefore I'm not going to say Shehayanu. We do. We continue to say Shehayanu, for example, that the Gemara brings down. If a person found a very valuable treasure, but he knows that somebody saw him and they may inform to the government on him, they may inform to the king, and the king is going to come, try and take a big portion, and he may punish this person for not reporting it on his taxes. So he may have some nervousness that he's going to get in trouble for this find. Doesn't matter. We recognize the find and the goodness and the fact that it happened to him right now. So therefore, this person says, Shehiyanu. Mishnah gives another situation, another case, where a person is not allowed to ask God to change events that have happened within the past. Mishnah says, Hasu'ek l'sha'avad harezo tefilat shav. If a person screams about something that happens in the past, he calls out in prayer to Hashem to try and change something that already happened, is considered to be a nonsense prayer, tefilat shav, that has no meaning whatsoever, this prayer. Ketzad, that's an example. Hayta ishto me'uberet ve'amar yehi ratzon sheteled ishti zachar. If a man's wife was pregnant and he prays that the wife should now give birth to a baby boy, but that's really a useless prayer. The gender of the baby's already been determined, so now later on, a few months in, he's going to pray for the baby to change? Of course, Hashem could do miracles, but a person is not supposed to pray for a miracle, because then eventually when that miracle doesn't happen, a person feels let down. So you can't pray for something that already happened. Mishnah calls it Harezo Tefilat Shav. Another example the Mishnah brings down. Haya baba derech v'shama kol seva habayir. A person is arriving at his city. He was traveling and he heard from the city a scream that there was some craziness, some misfortune happening in his city. And he says, you know what, I'm praying that the people who are in trouble are not coming from my home. For example, a person sees a hatzalah lo aleinu on his block. He can say the tefillah of, I hope that's not at my house. What do you mean? It's either there already. Your tefillah is not going to change anything. So those types of tefillot are unacceptable. They're considered to be a useless prayer. Harezo tefillat shav. Masechet Berachot Perek Tet Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to talk about a scenario where somebody has to call out to God in tefillah, in prayer. Whenever anybody is in need of assistance, there's a mitzvah, there's a command to look upwards to Hashem and to cry out to him for help. So this Mishnah is going to talk about when a person enters a new city. We know that in those days, it was very, very dangerous to enter a new city as a traveler. If a person wasn't familiar with his surroundings and the people around him didn't know him, it could turn into a very dangerous situation. They could come up with false allegations against him. They could take all his money and leave him for dead. So prayer was in order as he went into the city, went through the guards. And then as he's leaving, about to leave into a new place, they also had that ability to grab him and for something bad to happen. So that's what the Mishnah is going to talk about. Hanichnas lakerach, the person enters a city or a village, mitpalel shetayim, should pray two prayers, ahat bechnisato, ve'ahat bitziato, one as he enters the city, and one as he leaves the city. He prays for divine assistance, he prays for Hashem to help him and make sure that he enters and leaves the city, beshalom. So there's two tefillot according to this Tana, according to this reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues with a disagreement of Ben Azai. Ben Azai omer arba. He says four tefillot, Ben Azai. He says you shouldn't just say two tefillot, you should really say four. Shetayim bechnisato, ushtayim bitziato. He should say two prayers as he's entering and two prayers as he's leaving. Benoten hoda'a l'sha'avar v'so'ek la'atid lavoi. He says it's only appropriate that a person thanks God first. As he's entering the city, he has to thank God for sustaining him and for protecting him until this point. And then he should pray to God for the future. Please God, as I'm about to go into the city, make sure that my transition into the city is no problem, is very safe. And then as he's leaving, he has to thank God for the past, appreciate what God gave him, that there was no issue in his past coming into the city. And then also pray that as he exits the city, he should be given no issue by the authorities.